Hello, lovely people of Audio Candy. This is Cynical Pumpkin, who decided to check out this subreddit and say hello. So, hi. I'm here now. I'm gonna chill here for a while. And yeah, I think I really like to do this. Just start out with a questionnaire, because questionnaires are fun. And I decided I'd do the random questionnaire by Alice Wherever It Whispers. And the first question is, when did you go through puberty? When did you go through puberty? Have any embarrassing puberty stories to tell? I'm sorry if my voice sounds weird. I'm sick, but I still like to record because I'm a masochist of sorts. When did I go through puberty? I think I started pretty early. I think I started when I was 9. I grew boobs pretty early, and with the boobs came some super fucking rude comments from male classmates. Yeah. Embarrassing puberty stories. I could tell you about the first time I got my period, but is that really something you want to know? I mean, I'm not even 2 minutes into the audio. My period gladly didn't start at school. Do I have any embarrassing puberty stories? I could tell the one where back when I was in school, I think I was in 10th grade, I had this huge crush on a boy who was 2 years older than me. And he worked, well, he did extracurricular activities. One of which was the school's technician group of sorts. They were basically the guys who made sure that everything runs smoothly in theater performances or choir performances. And back in those days, I was in the school choir, so I saw them quite often. And yeah, I was super crushing on him for a few weeks. And then I decided, pumpkin, it's all or nothing. And so I decided to approach him, is basically what I wanted to say. And he had this one shirt with the Triforce symbol on it. So I thought I'd be clever and hit on him, making a Zelda reference. And what I did is I wrote my phone number and my name on a piece of paper, and one day during an important rehearsal with a choir where he was also present for the technician group, I gave it to him saying, "It's too dangerous to go alone, take this." Yeah, that was super smooth. You go, 15-year-old me. And well, he never texted me or anything. Actually had, like, a girlfriend 2 weeks after. So I guess that's that. Did your parents ever give you the talk about sex? If not, how did you learn it? My parents didn't ever give me the talk. How did I learn about it? In 8th grade, we had this super amazing biology teacher who was really good at sex ed and really non-biased and just cool with it. And yeah, well, that's how I officially learned about it. In other news, there is this German, from Germany, by the way, hi. There's this German youth magazine called Bravo, which is pretty popular. I think it's been around for like 30 years. And it always has a section sort of on sex and advice on sex and relationships. And I think a big part of German youth just sort of learned from that. At least a little bit. I think everyone read it at some point. Yeah. Is there somewhere that you would never have sex? In public when there are... No. In public. When it is not an appropriate setting. Because I would just be too afraid of people catching me and me sinking into the ground. Like, I rarely masturbate when my flatmates are home. Because I'm just too anxious that someone will know. What a romantic meal would you make for your significant other? I have this recipe for vegetable sauce on pasta, which my mom gave me, and that is pretty neat. And yeah, it's pretty good. I think I'd make that. Pasta is pretty romantic, I guess. Ever wet your pants as a child in public after you wore diapers? Yes. You don't expect me to tell that story, right? Because it's sort of embarrassing. I'm just gonna say that it happened at a friend's house at a sleepover when I was 8. And that's it. Friend asks you to babysit. What do you say? I'm a do-it. I love babies. I love little children. I'm a student at university. And this Wednesday, in one of my lectures, there was a woman sitting one row in front of me who brought her son, who is like half a year old. And he was looking at me, and I was looking at him at some point. And I smiled at him, and he smiled back at me, and that just made my whole day. I love it when kids do that. When they smile back at you, it's just the most amazing thing. So yeah, what was it like the first time you bought porn? I do not buy my porn. I listen to my porn. And I illegally download my porn. But I don't really buy my porn. Are you comfortable going into adult stores? I've been for the first time recently to an adult store. There are people whistling outside my apartment, and I'm not sure how to react. Anyway, the first time I've been to an adult store, it was at our local mall, and this local mall got two stories. All the usual stores are like on ground level, and then one above there is, I think there is a bookshop, and there's this one store. And I went there sort of anxious I might run into someone from university, but then again, they probably would have been as anxious as me. And I entered that little store, and this bell rang off, you know, to signalize the cashiers that there was a customer incoming. But to me, it was just like, yes, of course. Announced to the whole world that I'm here in this adult store right now. Oh well. And then I went to the laundry section and I decided I'm gonna buy something. I decided I'm gonna do it. I had 15 euros with me and I would buy something for that. And then, then one of the saleswomen, I guess, came over and tried to tell me that I should rather go with one size bigger because the sizes are sort of ambivalent. Sometimes they fit, sometimes they don't. So I went with a bigger size and I paid 12 euros for a lace catsuit, which I look smashing in, by the way. Just saying. And the funny thing is about... No, I think it was the next day. Yeah. The next day I was at a different mall with my flatmates. And we were sitting in this little restaurant. And next to that restaurant there was a clothing store. And in that store I saw the saleswoman who offered me her help the day before, and I just wanted to sink into the ground and never come back, but she didn't see me. Or at least she pretended not to see me. Ever had a family member walking on you masturbating? Explain. Ah, oh, jeez. Was this really a good choice for a first questionnaire? Oh, well. It's getting kind of personal. But yes, and I actually revealed that information in one of my questionnaires before. When I lived back home, I would get walked in by my mother twice. Around this time, I was usually lurking around GWA, Gone Wild Audio, and masturbating to that, which means there'd be my laptop next to me and I'd have my headphones plugged in and just my covers pulled all the way up so it'd be nice and cozy and warm, and then I'd start masturbating. And both the times my mom walked in on me, I didn't notice her at first, and she thought I was sleeping. And then I heard her, and I just pulled my hand out of my pants and went ahead and told her, yeah, I was just about to go to sleep, Mom. Yeah. When you were younger, were you ever at a movie with your parents and a sex scene was on the screen? How did you feel? Did your parents say anything? I can't remember. I can't. But I know that I did watch some SNL sex scenes when we were like watching TV at home. And my parents never said anything. And I just felt like burying myself on the ground because sex was not really an open theme, I'd say, in our house. It was more of a taboo. People. There are party people outside. I hate this. If you had the chance, would you read your significant other's diary or journal? No, because I do have issues with trust, in a sense that... I don't know, I do get jealous, but I try to keep myself composed because I know that my inferiority complex is strong, but my love for myself would be stronger and my respect for them. So I would make the conscious decision not to read it. Your SO planned a birthday party for themselves and invited their friends. You're the only one that showed up and they're feeling sad about it. How do you cheer them up? Birthday sex? I guess? I don't know. I'd say that. Yeah, a nice dinner, maybe doing something they like. The other way around, doing something they like, nice dinner, birthday sex. Now they are singing Spanish folk songs. Living in a dorm is really an experience. What do you notice first about the opposite sex? Or if you're into the same gender, what do you notice first? I'm into both, what do I say? About the opposite gender, I guess it's the hair. And about the same gender, I'm not sure if it's weird that it's different, but it's usually the eyes. Yeah, eyes, face, sort of, but somehow I always find myself examining the hairstyle closer on a man. Yeah. For guys, that's not for me. What movie always makes you cry? E.T. I always cry when watching E.T. It's a movie that is often a film. I'm not sure which English I'm speaking. That is often played here around Christmas time. Or Halloween. That's coming up too. And I always cry. I always cry when watching E.T. I've got no choice. In school, if you saw a student being picked on, not necessarily a friend, but just a random student, what would you do? I guess, if I think back to high school, I know I wouldn't say anything because it was just way too insecure. Right now, I think I would say something, even though not alone. Because I'm still way too insecure for that, but I'd feel most comfortable doing that if there were people around me. I'm not sure how else I would react. I'm sorry. I'm not that strong, courteous, and good citizen. How I should be, probably. Can women do the same jobs as men that men can do? Yes. Next question. If you won $1 million, what would you do with it? I'd pay off my mom's debt. I'd buy the house my parents currently live in because they only have it rented. Then I think I'd have around $500,000 left. Suppose I'd buy myself an own little place. I'd buy myself a car. And then we're down to... Mayhaps 200,000. Pay off my friend's debt. I could get the house of my grandparents fixed up. I'm just fantasizing so much right now. I guess the rest I could just... I would donate a bit. Like maybe half of the money I have left and the rest I just put sort of in a bank account and take some money whenever someone in my family or of my close friends needs it. Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. I wish I could do that. When was the last time you did something for someone out of the goodness of your heart? What was it? I'm not sure if that counts, but last night I was walking home from university and I saw a man lying in a driveway nearby. And I was not sure about his condition or anything, but I was also really scared because it was dark. So I just went a few steps and then I called the police to check it out. I'm not sure if that counts as a good deed out of the goodness of my heart. I'm not sure maybe I'm just a terrible person, but do people really do things out of goodness? I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice, because life is hard, and we've all got our things to deal with. It's just my thoughts. What about the opposite sex? Do you wish you understood better? Why are you rude to girls you don't find sexually attractive? That's about my question to men out there. Are you comfortable with going to a sex shop with yourself? I guess I would be if they were comfortable enough to pull me along. Yeah, if I had someone to go with, I'd gladly go, I think. Yourself always afraid of something and has to overcome it. How would you help them do so? I'm trying to consult the few years of psychology class I've had. I guess we just have to take it step by step. If it comes to fear of public speaking, maybe speaking in front of me, speaking in front of a friend group, then a larger friend group, family festival, and just sort of lovingly push them into every situation where they can a little bit confront and overcome it. And hold their hand while doing it. And then at some point you just stop holding their hand and you just stand aside looking at them like, you're doing great, love you. And yeah. They're being super loud outside, I'm sorry. What is your favorite sexual song and why? That depends on what you consider a sexual song. I guess my a song I would love to strip to one day would be Radio by Lana Del Rey. And that is my favorite sexual song because it's in a way cute and soft, and I just love the way her voice sounds there. What is the best way to heal a broken heart? Time. Give yourself time. Surround yourself with good people. Block them everywhere. Don't look at their profile online. Just don't. Made that mistake several times. And just know that you'll be okay. And if not, then let people remind you that you'll be okay. There are things falling off my bed because I'm a terrible person who can't keep track of her things. Thank you so much, Audio Candy, for letting me debut like this, I suppose. I hope you're having an amazing night. Sorry, no more getting distracted. I hope you have an amazing night and you like listening to my voice, and that you will have a beautiful day tomorrow or today, depending on which time you listen. I'll talk to you soon.